Welcome to All Angels Abbey. I'm James Michael Joyner, and this is morning prayer for Friday in Easter week, April 17th, 2020. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 136, and our canticles are from Enriching Our Worship, a song of wisdom and a song of faith. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O God, let our mouth proclaim your praise, and your glory all the day long. Praise to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. 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 Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death, by a human has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Ooh. With a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, he brought Israel out of Egypt. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good, and God's mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. God's mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. God's mercy endures forever. Who only does great wonders. God's mercy endures forever. Who by wisdom made the heavens, God's mercy endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, God's mercy endures forever. Who created great lights, God's mercy endures forever. The sun to rule the day, God's mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to govern the night, God's mercy endures forever. Who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, God's mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, God's mercy endures forever. With a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, God's mercy endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea in two? God's mercy endures forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. God's mercy endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. God's mercy endures forever. Who led his people through the wilderness? God's mercy endures forever. Who struck down great kings? God's mercy endures forever. And slew mighty kings? God's mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, God's mercy endures forever. And gave away their lands for an inheritance. God's mercy endures forever. An inheritance for Israel, his servant. God's mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate. God's mercy endures forever. And delivered us from our enemies. God's mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all creatures? God's mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. God's mercy endures forever. With a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, God brought Israel out of Egypt. Alleluia. Glory to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, whose mercy endures forever. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. God's mercy endures forever. With a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, he brought Israel out of Egypt. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the Israelites of human beings and animals is mine." Moses said to the people, "When the Lord has brought you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your ancestors, and has given it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your livestock that are males shall be the Lord's. But every firstborn donkey you shall redeem with a sheep. If you do not redeem it, you must break its neck. Every firstborn male among your children you shall redeem. When in the future your child asks you, 'What does this mean?' you shall answer, 'By strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the human firstborn to the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord every male that first opens the womb, but every firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall serve as a sign on your hand, as an emblem on your forehead, that by strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt."
Here ends the reading. Wisdom freed from a nation of oppressors, a holy people and a blameless race. She entered the soul of a servant of the Lord, withstood dread rulers with wonders and signs. To the saints she gave the reward of their labors, and led them by her marvelous way. She was their shelter by day, and a blaze of stars by night.
She brought them across the Red Sea. She led them through mighty waters. But their enemies she swallowed in the waves and spewed them out from the depths of the abyss. And then, Lord, the righteous sang hymns to your name and praised with one voice your protecting hand. For wisdom opened the mouths of the mute and gave speech to the tongues of a newborn people. Glory to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Here ends the reading.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By divine mercy we have a new birth into a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we have an inheritance that is imperishable in heaven. The ransom that was paid to free us was not paid in silver or gold, but in the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without spot or stain. God raised Jesus from the dead and gave him glory, so that we might have faith and hope in God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. Almighty God, who hast given thine only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification, grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve thee in pureness of living and truth. Through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.